History of the Maya, the extremities of the Mayan civilization. Now, the city of Copan lay close to Guatemala-Honduras border. This is the most easterly of the large Mayan cities. For the Mayas, Copan lay at the eastern limits of their outreach. The site at Copan was occupied from 1000 BCE onwards, but for many centuries it was only a small farming settlement. Copan developed into a major city around 400 AD, when a group of public buildings and a ball court were erected. By the 9th century, the city had as many as 20,000 inhabitants. It covered 100 hectares, 250 acres, and contained two large pyramids, as well as several plazas, stairways, and stone temples. Most arranged central raised platform called the Acropolis by archaeologists. In the 7th century, King Smoke Imix made the city a leading power in the world of the Maya. Through architecture, the king also sanctified Copan. The arrangement of his stelae in the city and the valley around it identify the place as a sacred opening to the underworld. His descendant, Smoke Shell, built a magnificent dynastic stairway, 50 feet wide and with 1,250 hieroglyphs on the risers of its 72 steps, from which scholars have been able to trace a dynasty of 16 kings who ruled from Yaxcomul, Blue Quetzalcoatl, in AD 435 to Yaxpac, the first sunrise, AD 820. For many years, scholars believed the city had a special significance for Mayan civilization as a center of study of astronomy and astrology. There was no doubt that astronomy fed strongly into the city's development. Many of the buildings, stelae erected in the reign of the 9th century monarch King 18 Rabbit, are arranged to mirror the sacred patterns of the sky. The stelae bear many detailed carvings of the king. One shows him both as a young man and an older king, while another depicts him wearing both the jaguar skin garment associated with kings and a bearded dress of the kind usually seen in depictions of women. As Mayan scholar John S. Henderson has noted, the images, their positioning, and their hieroglyphic inscriptions suggest a number of highly significant symbolic oppositions, including left-right, young-old, female and male, as well as the three realms, sky, world, and underworld, in the four directions, east, north, west, and south. Much of the scholarly debate about the significance of Copan was generated by the misinterpretation of a square structure with 16 figures carved on its sides. The object, called Altar Q by archaeologists, was built by King Yaxpac in the 9th century, and historians used to believe that the figures on the altar were those of astronomers called to Copan to adjust the Mayan calendar. We now know that the individuals are Yaxpac and his 15 ancestors in the dynasty of Yaxcomul. Copan might have been at the limit of Mayan realms, but it had a dynastic link with other Mayan cities. Scholars believe that the dynasty descended from Yaxcomul had connections among the royal family at Tikal. The Copan emblem glyph has been found in texts in Tikal. The mother of the dynasty's final king, Yaxpac, was from Palenque. At the other end of the Mayan realm, enigmatic Yana, a limestone island off the coast of Campeche that the Maya used as a burial ground in the late Classic period during the 7th and 9th centuries AD, and where archaeologists have found a wealth of small clay figurines and graves. The island's westerly location made it a natural choice for a cemetery. Viewed from the mainland, the sun would have set behind the island on its nightly journey to the spirit realm. Its setting into the ocean also made it appropriate, for lakes, seas, and expanses of water were considered to offer a passage to the underworld known as Ixbalba. The clay figures represent women and men of different social levels and may be portraits of the deceased. Some of them certainly depict deities, notably the sun and the moon gods, who in mythology survive the frightful realm of the underworld to rise immortal into the sky. And then we have a very unique situation, the Jewel of Sirin. To the south of Copan lies a little farming village that was of little importance in Mayan times, but which is of great interest to archaeologists. It's the Pompeii of the Maya, because in the volcanic eruption in 590 AD, the town was buried, its buildings covered in ash, preserving them in perfect condition for future generations. The village, now known as Joya del Sirin, Jewel of the Sirin, was discovered in 1976 by the American anthropologist Professor Payson D. Sheets. It appears that the inhabitants of the village were able to flee the disaster, but they left behind a treasure trove of tools, materials, household furniture, and even food, enabling Professor Sheets and other scholars to build up a convincing picture of life in a Mayan farming village during the Classic period. Surviving structures also include adobe houses, public and religious buildings, and a communal bath. A little note before we end today, the volcanoes in this part of the Yucatan, bordering on Honduras, can sometimes be very acidic. So some volcanoes and big eruptions could actually sterilize the land for some periods of time, which could force people to move different directions. But some of them are providing fertilizer, and it's positive, so you have to make sure you've got the right volcano for what you need. The sources for this are The Maya by Cole, The Civilization of the Maya by Anaquin, The Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.